that's how Jesus came into this world. As a tiny baby, he was weak. He was dependent on his earthly family. And what I'm about to share is what he left, is what he left behind. And it, I just had to think about that this morning. The contrast between the two, what he left behind and what he became here to save us, is just, it's just amazing, really. So this is my king. The Bible says that my king is a seven-way king. He's the king of the Jews, and that's a racial king. He's the king of Israel, and that's a national king. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings, and he's Lord of lords. Yes, that's my king. Do you know him today? David said that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessings. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. And he's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He's august. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem of higher criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. And he's the core, the necessity for spiritual relations. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you can choose to call him. And he's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. Do you know him today? He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges the debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. Yes, that's my king. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteousness, and his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. But he's indescribable. He's God. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's real. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hands. You can't outlive him. And you cannot live without him. The Pharisees, they couldn't stand him. But they found out that they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. Yes! That's my king. That is my king. And thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever. How long is that going to be? And ever and ever. And when you get through it, all of the forevers, then amen, amen, amen.